USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has clarified comments she made on Fox, saying that there will not be a federal vaccine mandate for Americans.
I completely understand the pushback, and I also understand that this is not unlike other things that are mandated.
Overall, she said she's in favor of more vaccines. The comments coming after President Biden announced all federal employees would be required to get vaccinated or face strict testing and other mitigation efforts. The CDC earlier had released data for why it recommended that vaccinated people wear masks again. They showed a cluster of cases in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, where about 500 cases surged in the area. They said 75% of those were vaccinated. Health officials in Florida are reporting COVID cases have jumped 50% there this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. And then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore, because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. His son of a death syndrome, crib death, was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is 1 per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.